For this example, Gabriel represents God, and Michael represents our sin. And just ask his parents if this fit. But in this example, I'm showing that anything we do is either good or bad. Because if I take one step towards Gabriel, I can't get any closer to Michael, who's our sin. And if I take any step towards Michael, I can't get any closer to Gabriel, who is God. So if we do commit a sin, we're not only getting closer to sin, we're going farther away from God. And if we do any holy acts, we not only get closer to God, we get farther away from our sin. You can sit down now, both of you. Two verses that help us understand this are James 4:4, which says, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be friends with the world makes himself an enemy of God." And also 1 John 2:15, which says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Let's pray and confess our sins. Lord Jesus, we come to you to confess our sins today. We're very sorry that we often take steps away from you, closer to our sin. We're lovers of darkness and of sin, and we want to confess this to you. Please take all our sins and bear them on your shoulders, as you did on the cross, and saved us all. Thank you for this mercy and this gift. In your name, amen. Galatians 4:26 through 29 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ Jesus, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs to heaven according to his promise." Amen.